This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're doing book interviews a slightly different way this week. Forget the straight-ahead question and answer thing. We're taking a book by Merritt Watts. It's called First Jobs, True Tales of Bad Bosses, Quirky Coworkers, Big Breaks, and Small Paychecks. And we're doing a bunch of audio postcards about the people who had the jobs the title is talking about. So today, a first job that you ought to just listen for yourself.
My name is Jesse Kowalsik, and my first job was working at a pet cemetery, digging the graves. When I was around two, my family moved to South Florida because my dad had gotten out of drug rehab, and that's where the rehab was. He got hired by the Tri-County Humane Society. They kind of promoted him to working at the pet cemetery. When I was around 12 or 13, I started working for him there on weekends and after school some days because I wanted to work and I wanted to spend time with him, and it seemed like just the thing to do. Mostly I was responsible for digging the pet graves. You'd have pets that would come in dead and people would want a funeral for them, and so you would choose a casket based on the size of the pet, and then you'd have to dig a grave. There were these little plywood rectangles of different sizes that you would start the grave with just to get an idea of what size it should be, and you'd dig around the edges of that until you have kind of a template, and then you dig down 3-4 feet deep, and that's where the casket would go after the funeral service. I really appreciated what my dad did for our family. He had this really hard job, and for every pet grave I dug, he must have dug half a dozen. And he never complained, and he never asked for anything else. People would come in grieving their pets, and I always thought it was a little bit strange to, you know, have a funeral for your pet. What always struck me was how helpful he was to them and how supportive he was. He really just, you know, met them where they were, and he would hold a little funeral service. He'd say some words, some brief words about the pet, and even play a little bit of flute music for them, and it was really interesting to see him in that role. Seeing my dad take a job that could have really just been, you know, a menial labor type job and really use it to help people gave me a sense of what was important and what I should be doing with my life.
Jesse Kowalsik now works as a family therapist and a school counselor up in Oakland, California.